You've grown your garden. You've harvested your meals. But now, something's calling from beyond the soil. Feathers in the morning, the soft cluck of independence, and the promise of your very first egg. Raising chickens isn't just about fresh breakfast. It's a step toward full homestead sustainability. Whether you live in the city or countryside, chickens offer more than eggs or meat. They offer rhythm, routine, and responsibility. In this episode, we'll guide you through every step, choosing the right breeds, building a safe coop, feeding affordably, and understanding how Caribbean homesteaders blend practicality with tradition when it comes to backyard poultry. So if you think self-sufficiency ends with a tomato harvest, you haven't met your flock yet. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single feathered lesson. Chapter 1. Why chickens? The bridge from garden to homestead. So, why chickens? Because they're one of the simplest, most rewarding ways to step beyond the garden and into a more sustainable life. Chickens aren't just animals. They're companions in your food journey. They recycle scraps, provide eggs, offer meat, and even give you rich natural fertilizer. For Caribbean homesteaders, chickens have long been part of the household. Clucking in the yard, scratching under fruit trees, or nesting in upturned buckets near the back door. They're affordable, low maintenance, and they give back far more than they take. The benefits of raising chickens. Fresh eggs daily. Just a few hens can provide a family with eggs year-round. Fresher than store-bought, richer in nutrients, and deeply satisfying. Meat, when needed. Raising chickens for meat is a sensitive topic, but for many, it's part of ethical, informed food sovereignty. You know exactly how your food lived. Natural compost helpers. Chickens turn kitchen scraps into manure and help break down compost. Their droppings are high in nitrogen, a gold mine for gardeners. Pest control. Chickens love bugs, especially in the Caribbean. From beetles to grubs, they help keep your garden balanced. Rhythm and responsibility. Tending to chickens adds routine to your day. Feed them, watch them, gather. That's not farming, that's harmony. Adding ducks or quail ducks are a great next step if you have water access. Ducks lay eggs similar to chickens, but richer. They love pests, especially slugs and beetles. They enjoy wet spaces where chickens wouldn't thrive. Quail are another option. Smaller footprint, quick to mature, high-protein eggs, quiet and easy to raise indoors or in hutches. Both can live alongside chickens if managed carefully. Thinking. Bigger. Goats or rabbits. If you have more space and grass. Goats give milk, meat, and even weed control. But they require secure fencing and daily care. Rabbits are quiet, clean, and reproduce quickly. Their droppings are excellent cold manure. Great for gardens with no composting needed. Goats and rabbits represent a larger time and emotional investment, but for many, they bring even more independence. Rotating systems for sustainability. A good homestead rotates resources. Use chicken tractors, mobile coops, to fertilize new patches of garden, alternate garden beds with chicken access during off-season dry chicken manure, before applying it to plants, too strong when fresh. Collect rainwater for cleaning and watering. Even in a backyard, you can start small. Rotate, reuse, reimagine. What are your goals? Ask yourself, do you want to sell eggs or meat? Do you want to teach your kids? Do you want to be less dependent on the store? Or are you looking to reconnect with your roots? Every answer gives you a different path forward. Some people stop with 6 hens and a tomato bed. Others keep going until they're growing 80% of their food. Key takeaway, your homestead grows as you grow. You don't need to rush into goats or build a farm overnight. Start by tightening your systems, reducing waste, and listening to the land. Expansion should feel natural, not overwhelming. Chapter 9, The Morning After. What homesteading really teaches you. You step outside, barefoot in dew-soaked grass. The chickens are already awake, scratching, pecking, clucking with purpose. You hear the soft plop of a fresh egg in the nesting box. You didn't just grow food. You built a rhythm. This chapter isn't about new tips or tools. It's about what this journey really gives you. The quiet, powerful shift in how you live, think, and see the world. From eggs to awareness. Raising chickens and building a backyard homestead isn't just about what goes on your plate. It's about waking up early, learning patience, noticing the weather, paying attention to cycles of light, of laying, of life itself. Suddenly, food isn't just something you buy. It's something you understand. What you've built, let's take stock. You've prepared soil, planted seeds, harvested real food, built a coop, chosen breeds, raised animals with care, learned to listen, not just act. That's not just gardening, that's resilience. You've moved from consumer to caretaker, from bystander to steward, and the soil remembers that. Seasons will change, so will you. There will be dry spells. Chickens will get sick, pests will come. Sometimes you'll feel like giving up, but then the rain returns. A chick hatches, a seed sprouts in the compost pile you almost forgot about. Homesteading teaches you that nothing is wasted. Not effort, not mistakes, not time. What's next? Maybe you'll add ducks or expand your garden. Maybe you'll raise a rooster and start hatching your own chicks. Or maybe, for now, you'll just keep gathering eggs. That's enough. Whatever you choose, do it with intention. That's the root of homesteading. Not how much you grow, but how you grow it. Final thoughts. Whether you're deep in the hills of St. Mary, a suburban backyard in Barbados, or a balcony garden in Brooklyn, your story matters. You're part of a movement. Quiet, powerful, grounded. So keep showing up. Keep feeding what feeds you. Because in the end, the homestead isn't just land. It's a way of being. Key takeaway. You started with a patch of dirt, a plastic bucket, a bag of feed, and now you have something living, moving, and giving back. That's the legacy of raising chickens. That's the spirit of homesteading. And it only grows from here. Eggs. It slows you down. In a good way. A Caribbean tradition, backyard chickens are nothing new to Caribbean life. Long before supermarkets, people kept hens in their yards. Some families still refer to the coop as the fowl house, and older folks remember naming each bird. Chickens were integrated into daily life, roaming freely during the day, finding shade under breadfruit trees, roosting on old wooden poles at night. They weren't just food. They were part of the rhythm. Modern interest, old wisdom today. Even urban homesteaders and overseas Caribbean families are returning to chickens. Why? Food prices are rising. People want more control over what they eat. Children benefit from learning how food is raised. And culturally, it's a way to stay rooted in tradition while building the future. Key takeaway: chickens are the next natural step after the garden. They connect you to your food, your history, and your future. You don't need a farm. You just need commitment, a bit of space, and a willingness to learn. Chapter 2, Space, Laws, and Location. Can you actually raise chickens? Before you buy your first chick, you need to ask a simple question. Can I legally and practically keep chickens where I live? The good news? Most people can. Whether you're in the countryside, a suburban neighborhood, or even the city. You just have to know the rules, respect your neighbors, and plan your space. Let's break it down. How much space do chickens need? Chickens don't need acres of land, but they do need enough room to move, scratch, dust bathe, and feel safe. Coop space, indoor. About 3 to 5 square feet per chicken run space, outdoor. At least 8 to 10 square feet per chicken for daily movement. If you're free-ranging, letting them roam, you'll need to secure the area or provide supervision to avoid predators. For example, a small backyard with a 4-foot by 6-foot coop and a 10-foot by 10-foot run can comfortably house 4 to 6 hens. Can I keep chickens in a suburban or urban area? Yes, but check the following first. Local ordinances. Many cities allow hens but ban roosters because of crowing. Some require a permit or limit the number of birds. Noise and smell considerations. Clean coops and quiet hens are rarely a problem. But letting waste, build up or not managing food scraps can lead to neighbor complaints, HOAs, or community rules. If you live in a housing development, some have their own restrictions. Always check first. Neighbor communication. A simple conversation can go a long way. Offer a few eggs now and then. Keep things clean. Respect goes both ways. Island-specific tips. Caribbean context. In rural Caribbean areas, chickens often free-range during the day and return to a coop at night. In tighter communities, birds may need to be tethered, fenced, or shaded, especially in extreme sun. Keep coops away from drains, septic tanks, or low-lying flood zones during rainy season. Watch for mongoose, stray dogs, hawks, or snakes. Predators are real, especially on islands. Can I raise chickens in an apartment or upstairs? Technically, no, not safely or humanely. Chickens need ground-level access, fresh air, and natural light. While chicks can be started indoors temporarily, adult birds are too messy, noisy, and active for enclosed living. If you're in an apartment, consider partnering with someone who has land or prepare for future relocation. Key takeaway: chickens don't need much, but they do need permission, planning, and protection. Start by checking your local laws. Measure your space. Think about sun, shade, predators, and your neighbors. If the conditions are right, you're ready to begin. Chapter 3. Choosing the right breeds. Eggs, meat, or both. Not all chickens are the same. Some are bred for eggs, others are raised for meat. And a few breeds are called dual-purpose, perfect for both. Choosing the right breed depends on your climate, your goals, and your space. Let's make it simple. Best breeds for eggs. If you want consistent egg production, especially in hot climates like the Caribbean, look for hardy layers. Rhode Island, red reliable, friendly, and great in the heat, lays large brown eggs almost daily. Leghorn, white or brown, slim and active birds, excellent white egg producers, heat tolerant and energetic. Australorp, gentle and beautiful with shiny black feathers. Good layers of brown eggs and do well in tropical zones. Barred Plymouth Rock, dual-purpose but reliable egg layers. Calm and people-friendly. These hens can lay 200-300 eggs per year, depending on the breed and conditions. Best breeds for meat. Meat birds grow faster and larger, but don't usually lay many eggs. They're often processed between 6 to 12 weeks old. Cornish cross, the most common meat bird, fast-growing, broad-breasted, but requires care to avoid leg issues. Red Ranger or Freedom Ranger, slower-growing, more natural behavior. Good if you want chickens that forage and move more. Cobb 500, used in many Caribbean farms. A commercial hybrid that matures fast, better suited for warm climates. Remember, meat birds eat more, poop more, and need a clean, dry space to avoid disease. Dual-purpose breeds. Eggs. Toss meat. If you want flexibility and fewer birds, dual-purpose breeds are a great option. Orpington. Buff Orpington. Calm and heavy. Lays well and can be used for meat. Sussex Curious. Social. And lay a good number of eggs while growing to a fair meat size. New Hampshire Red fast-growing, decent layers, and heat-tolerant. These breeds give you the best of both worlds, without the need for separate flocks. Tropical climate considerations. In the Caribbean, heat matters. Choose breeds with light-feathering larger combs to help cool down. Active behavior for foraging. Resistance to local parasites and humidity. Avoid very fluffy or cold climate birds unless you're in the mountains or using shaded, well-ventilated housing. What about local breeds? Many Caribbean communities already have hardy yard fowl, chickens raised over generations in the local climate. They may not lay as often, but they require less feed, are tough and disease-resistant, are ideal for free-ranging and meat production. If you're new, consider starting with local birds from trusted farmers. they often adapt better to island life than imported breeds. Key takeaway: your ideal chicken depends on your goal. Want eggs? Pick heat-tolerant layers. Want meat? Choose fast-growing broilers. Want both? Go for dual-purpose breeds or hardy yard fowl. Choose wisely, and you'll have a happy, productive flock. Chapter 4. Building the coop. Housing your flock the right way. Your chickens can't sleep under the stars. At least, not safely. A good coop is more than just shelter. It's protection from predators, weather, and disease. And if you're in the Caribbean, your coop must handle heat, humidity, and heavy rain. Let's walk through how to build or set up a simple, effective chicken coop. Whether you're in the bush or the back of your house, what every chicken coop needs shelter from weather. Your coop must be rainproof, use zinc sheets, old pallets, or plastic roofing, well-ventilated, without drafts, raised off the ground to prevent flooding and rot, roosting bars, chickens. Don't sleep on the floor. They perch. Provide at least 8-10 inches of roosting space per bird, spaced above the floor. Nesting boxes. Hens lay eggs in private, cozy areas. Use one box for every 3-4 hens, lined with dry grass, sawdust, or shredded paper, covered enough to keep it dark and quiet. Secure doors and locks animals like dogs, cats, snakes, rats, and mongoose can kill or stress your birds. Lock up the coop at night. Coop size guide. 4 hens and not are 12-16 square feet inside. 40 plus square feet in the outdoor run 8 hens. Door 24-32 square feet inside. 80 plus square feet in the run. Add more if you're raising larger breeds or allowing full free range. Make sure there's enough room for roaming dust, bathing, eating without fighting. Overcrowding causes stress, pecking, and poor egg production. Heat and ventilation in the tropics Caribbean heat is no joke. To avoid overheating, leave open spaces near the roof for airflow, covered with mesh. Use light-colored roofing to reflect sunlight. Add shade from banana trees, coconut fronds, or cloth place water in the shaded area, not under direct sun. Chickens handle cold better than heat. Heat stroke can kill them in hours. Cleaning and drainage. A dirty coop breeds sickness. Use sloped floors or sand for drainage. Clean out droppings weekly. Change bedding regularly. Add lime or wood ash to dry areas and reduce smell. Some folks add a removable tray under the roost to collect manure for composting. Cheap or recycled materials. You can use pallets for walls and frames, zinc sheets or old doors for roofs, plastic buckets or crates for nesting boxes, bamboo or branches for roosting bars, mesh or fish netting for the run. You don't need fancy tools, just good airflow, a dry floor, and secure fencing. Key takeaway: a healthy coop makes for healthy birds. Whether you're building from scrap wood or buying a ready-made coop, focus on shelter from rain, ventilation for heat, predator protection, easy access for feeding and cleaning. Chapter 5. Feeding and watering. Keeping chickens healthy on a budget. A well-fed chicken is a productive chicken. But feeding doesn't have to be expensive or complicated. In fact, many Caribbean households have fed chickens for generations, with a smart mix of kitchen scraps, local grains, and natural foraging. Let's break down how to keep your birds well-fed and hydrated without breaking the bank. What chickens really need to eat? Chickens need a balanced diet with grain or carbohydrates, corn, rice, barley, oats, protein, peas, beans, mealworms, fish scraps, or commercial feed greens, callaloo stems, kitchen peelings, papaya leaves calcium, crushed eggshells or limestone for strong eggshells, grit, small stones or sand to help them digest food in their gizzard. In the Caribbean, many farmers mix dry ingredients with boiled water to make a thick mash, known as fowl feed or wet mix. What scraps work? Well, you can feed chickens banana peels, chopped up, breadfruit scraps, cooked rice vegetable trimmings, coconut shavings, crushed eggshells, leftover porridge, not too sweet, but avoid feeding them, raw potato peels, avocado pits or skins, rotten food or moldy bread, very salty or sugary items, meat bones, they may choke. Tip: Chop scraps finely and mix with dry feed for better digestion. Do chickens need supplements? Yes, but it can be natural. Calcium. Save and crush your hen's eggshells. Mix it into their feed. Grit. Add sand or gravel to a small bowl. They'll eat it as needed. Greens. Let them roam or bring in weeds like purslane or wild callaloo. If you're raising layers, commercial feed with 16-18% protein is useful, but not mandatory if you supplement well. Water, the most important thing. Chickens drink a lot, especially in hot climates. Provide fresh, clean water every day. Keep it shaded to avoid algae growth. Use simple bowls, PVC piping, or recycled bottles with chicken nipples. Wash out drinkers regularly. Dirty water spreads disease fast. Dehydrated chickens will stop laying and can die quickly in the heat. DY. Feeders and waterers. You don't need fancy equipment. Try a 5-gallon bucket with holes drilled at the bottom for gravity feeding old paint trays or baking pans as shallow waterers. Hanging bottles with nipple drinkers. Works well for clean access. Keep feeders dry and raised to prevent rats, ants, or flooding during rain. Key takeaway, feed doesn't have to be expensive, just consistent and balanced. Combine local scraps, garden greens, simple grains, clean water, a little calcium and grit, and your chickens will reward you with strong shells, healthy feathers, and happy clucks. Chapter 6, Health and Safety. Keeping your chickens strong and disease-free. Raising chickens means taking care of more than just food and shelter. You also have to protect their health. Chickens are hardy animals, but when something goes wrong, it can spread fast, especially in small coops or tropical heat. Let's look at how to keep your flock healthy, naturally, and what warning signs to look for if something goes wrong. Daily chicken check. What to look for? Each morning and evening, take 2-3 minutes to observe your flock. Healthy chickens should be alert and active, have clean feathers and clear eyes, walk without limping, lay eggs regularly for layers, have red or pink combs, not pale or gray. If you notice a hen sitting alone, puffed up, or moving slowly, check her first. Common chicken problems and Caribbean remedies, mites or lice signs, constant scratching, feather loss, or red skin around the vent. Natural fix, dust birds and coop with wood ash or diatomaceous earth worms. Signs, runny droppings, weight loss, pale comb. Natural fix, feed chopped pumpkin seeds or papaya seeds once a week. Heat stress signs, panting, spreading wings, droopy behavior. Fix, move water to shade, cool the area. Offer cucumber or cold mash coccidiosis, common in chicks. Signs, bloody stool, weakness, sudden death. Fix, separate sick chicks immediately. Sanitize waterers and use medicated starter feed if needed. Bush medicine for chickens, traditional practices. Caribbean farmers have long used herbs to keep their flocks strong. Garlic and water fights parasites and boosts immunity. Oregano leaves, antibacterial and helps digestion aloe juice. Tiny. Amount. Supports the gut and flushes toxins. Guinea hen weed or Sarasee tea. Cleans the blood in small amounts. Always use bush medicine in moderation and observe the birds afterward. Predator protection. Common Caribbean predators include mongoose, stray dogs or cats, hawks, snakes, rats, especially for chicks and eggs. How to protect your flock. Lock the coop at night. Use wire mesh with small openings. Raise feed off the ground. Collect eggs daily. Keep lighting near the coop to scare away night creatures. Sanitation, the silent defender. Clean coops mean healthy birds. Do the following. Sweep or rake the coop weekly. Remove droppings and wet bedding. Disinfect feeders and waterers. Air out the coop to prevent mold and heat. Build up change footpaths if you're walking in and out daily. Carry bacteria on shoes. Key takeaway. Healthy chickens need clean water, space, observation, and a few natural helpers. Don't wait for a crisis. Watch your birds. Listen to them. Trust your instincts. Chapter 7. Eggs, meat, and meaning. Honoring the cycle of life you fed them. protected them, watched them grow. Now comes the part that connects you most deeply to the land and to your own values, collecting eggs, and if you choose, raising chickens for meat. This chapter isn't just about technique. It's about intention and learning how to honor the process, whether it ends in a warm egg on your table or a meal that once had a heartbeat. Egg collection, the daily gift. Hens usually lay one egg per day, early in the morning or mid-morning. To care for those eggs, check nesting boxes daily, ideally twice, morning and evening. Keep boxes dry and clean with fresh bedding. Rotate eggs if storing them in the coop for a day or two. Gently brush off dirt, but don't wash unless absolutely necessary. Eggs have a natural protective coating. If you notice hens pecking or eating their eggs, remove eggs quickly after laying, add more calcium to their diet. Block light from nesting boxes. Place wooden decoy eggs to confuse the habit. What about fertilized eggs? If you're keeping a rooster, some of your eggs will be fertilized, but unless a hen sits on them for 21 days, or you incubate them, they won't develop. Fertilized eggs are completely safe to eat. You'll likely never notice the difference unless you're intentionally hatching chicks. Meat birds, a matter of ethics. Raising chickens for meat is a personal decision. For many in the Caribbean, it's a part of life, especially during holidays, Sunday dinners, or family gatherings. But if you choose this path, do it with care and respect. Give the birds space, fresh food, and a clean environment. Avoid unnecessary stress. Learn to process them humanely. Or find someone trained who can use as much of the animal as possible. Feet, gizzards, broth bones, and feathers for compost. This isn't factory farming. It's conscious, small-scale, and deeply rooted in tradition. Raising with respect. In older Caribbean homes, before a chicken was processed, a prayer was said. Sometimes a name was whispered. Children watched, and they learned something vital. Food comes from life, not just the store. This approach teaches gratitude, responsibility, connection. Whether you raise layers or broilers, remember, keep their living conditions clean. Avoid overcrowding. Offer good food and water until the last day. Be present in the process, not detached. It changes how you cook, how you eat, how you live. Key takeaway: chickens give us more than food. They give us rhythm, routine, and a deeper understanding of nature's cycles. Whether you're collecting eggs each day or preparing for Sunday soup, treat every step with purpose. Chapter 8, Scaling Up, What Comes After Chickens? Once you've mastered raising chickens, you might feel something shift. You start to wonder, what else can I grow? What else can I raise? That's how homesteading works. It grows with you. Chickens are just the beginning. In this chapter, we'll talk about how to expand your backyard setup without losing focus, and how to turn your small space into a full-cycle living system. From chickens to systems, building a backyard ecosystem. Your goal isn't just more animals, it's balance. Think of your homestead like a living puzzle where every piece supports another. Chickens produce manure, enriches your soil. Soil feeds your plants. Greens go back to the chickens. Compost from food scraps nourishes both chickens and plants. Leftover eggshells and feathers become calcium and compost